University Center for Science Outreach, and I want to thank you for downloading this episode of Snacks for the Brain. We're truly grateful for your interest in what we're doing to bring the joy of research and discovery to K-12 students and teachers the whole world over. If you're not in either of these categories, maybe you're just an interesting person who's interested in the world. In any case, welcome. Bi-weekly or so, we'll share some fun, independent, pod-safe music, we'll interview some working research scientists, students, or leading proponents of educational change, and we'll toss in an educational sound-seeing tour or computer tip.
Can't miss it before you. We'll be right here.
At blogs.vanderbilt.edu/S4TheB and at the CSO website at scienceoutreach.org, sharing good brain munchies with you. So listen up, let's get right down to it with episode number
65
of Snacks for the Brain. Snacks for the Brain.
Magnitude.com, Lisa Benedictus.
Bye.
Snacks for the Brain reaches retirement age this episode, number 65, but that doesn't mean we're going to ride off into the sunset. Instead, we cash in a guest pass on the virtue of our status as popular press to the Conference on Information Technology, an annual event held in Tennessee by the Tennessee Board of Regents, a higher ed oversight group for state universities, community college, and vocational technical schools. That's a mighty big job, y'all, considering that, according to their website, those institutions in Tennessee registered 117,427 students in fall 2006. I pulled into the Renaissance Hotel Conference Center in downtown Nashville around noon Monday, November 13th, with audio equipment and flip video camera at the ready, checked in for my obligatory lanyard with name tag, and received a very nice backpack to haul conference tchotchke home. But I wasn't in it for the conference exhibition floor freebies. I was there primarily to see, and to help if I could, a presentation by John Miller, who is scheduled to demo a distance learning simulation for nursing education, and not just any simulation, this one exists in virtual reality. Second Life is a MUV, a multi-user virtual environment. Without going into a Second Life commercial, suffice it to say that they have registered over 1 million users worldwide, the lion's share in European countries since their rollout in 2003. At any given time, tens of thousands of Second Lifers are likely to be online. In fact, as I speak, there are 42,972 users online, with 1,504,877 having logged in over the last 60 days. There's a movement brewing to create content for teaching and learning in Second Life, and one group that's heavily into this is one in which I'm a member, the International Society for Technology and Education, or ISTE. On the day of the CIT conference, John Miller from Tacoma Community College in Washington State was in Nashville to present a demonstration of one educational application in Second Life, the Nursing Education Simulator. He calls it NESIM, N-E-S-I-M. I had met John, who goes by the avatar name J.S. Vavoom, in Second Life earlier in the week, and asked if he needed help. The next thing I knew, I was sitting front row with my laptop logged into Second Life and helping John and his team present. The wild blues guitar you hear in the background is Kamuso Tokugawa, an Australian blues guitarist performing from his home in Tokyo, Japan. Talk about globe-flattening moments. To welcome the 50 or so Nashville session attendees and about the same number of avatars at ISTE Island in Second Life. For the Nashville people, the Second Life scene was projected on a screen at the front of the room. You are there.
How many people have ever seen Second Life before? Okay. Well, it's very unpredictable. I gave you a ton of handouts. Hopefully, I won't bore you with a bunch of slides because PowerPoint slides are not a good way to go. But I do have a few slides up here. And our plans are to just kind of talk about our grant, our project. I'm from Tacoma Community College as a nursing instructor. I used to also teach tech for the college. And sorry, I'm multitasking here. I used to teach tech at the college outside of my full-time nursing job, and so anyway, I've been using Second Life to teach nursing students, RN students, and then I have this guy right here is kind of behind this image. He's a builder, a nursing instructor in Wyoming. I've never met him except in Second Life, and we've been working about 6-7 months now, and we've created some learning objects up there. So the nice thing about Second Life is you can kind of create objects. As you create objects, they stay up there, you can sell them, you can give them away, and there's a lot of people give them, which is really cool. And we wanted to have Kamuso Tokugawa, is his name, his SL name anyway. He's one of the better blues players in Second Life. And in his concerts, he talks to people in between. He talks to the avatars. And so anyway, he's, like I said earlier, he's at about 5 a.m. when he started playing there right now. So, any questions about the interface? Basically, it's a Second Life download for free, basically. And if you download for free, you install a browser kind of thing on your computer. And then you always go up to the web constantly. And everybody picks an avatar. And some of us have many avatars called alts. And then you just kind of do what you want to do. There's a lot of fun things up there. There's a lot of unusual things up there. And there's also a lot of education up there. And the education part is really a lot of fun. So we're kind of turning them up. If he's done, he's going to say something.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm wondering, old tune, but...
This is him talking to Tokyo.
I finished off on one last tune before we've got 5 minutes to go. This last tune is in the old distribution as well.
He plays the guitar and the harp and everything else that does the computers. He's all by himself.
Comes out of a guy called Sinhala, very influential in the old blues tradition. He's in my Dirty Blues category. So let's go on this one.
He basically has his avatar because he uses very little power, and so he uses an avatar because it uses very little RAM or whatever on the machines, and so he can play for like 50 people or in some cases like 200. And I'm gonna scan out here. We put some pics up here from the conference yesterday. I've got a couple of students here from my nursing class right now.
Oh yeah.
And well, that's been great fun. So these are a couple of students who are better at SL. And teaching students about SL and instructors, it takes a little while to get used to the interface. But these are two of my better students. And they're going to assist on the demo of the emergency sim. And I already saw Como, so let's pan around here. Let's pan around here. Right way here. This is the audience. Now, you don't see all the audience. The one thing about SL, I don't know how many people are here. You know, these people, but there's often more people. You can't see too many people because of the way it works. But this is a pretty big crowd.
That's a nice crowd.
Nice crowd. We get too much. We get up to like close to 50. You know, we'll crash. Everybody sort of it shuts down. So we don't want to. Although that's quite an accomplishment. A lot of musicians say, if you really have a good rocking concert, you crash the sim several times. But anyway, that's kind of it. And we're actually out, if I fly out here for a minute. This is ISTE. Anybody familiar with ISTE at all? International Society for Technology and Education. And they have a big conference coming up in San Antonio in June. So I actually had to rent this entire space, well, for free. But I had to set it up and everything, so.
Are all the people up there seeing those pictures?
Everybody's seeing everything. It depends on how they want to view it. Just like I'm moving my camera around. And everybody, so anyway, these people are from all over the place. I know there are people from Europe here. Obviously, Komsos from Asia. And other places. So, and this is a list. This is my avatar radar, which basically tells me who's there in case I miss somebody and I can talk to them. And how many meters they are. And so anyway, this is kind of our venue. And as Como finishes, I'm going to kind of go into the slideshow, which I've loaded the slideshow up here. We basically had a couple grants, and a lot of our own personal time and money has gone into this project. And Jeff Kane here is our instructional designer, and he's helped me out on the grants as part of the grants. And it's two state grants that we're still in the middle of right now. Any questions? I think Como was going to play around. Yes.
All right. The people that are moving around or whatever they're doing, that means the person who controls that avatar is actually making that avatar move?
Yeah. Everybody's in it. Somebody's in the world, and usually about like 40,000. Oh, this person's actually a nursing instructor. Let's see what her profile says. I know her. you have profiles you can click on people and kind of find out what their interests are. Oh, she's really new at it.
You click on mine.
It's on your
over. There's Don Piramusco right in the front row standing.
There's me in the back standing.
This is Jeff Kane up here, his profile. And so you can add a bunch of stuff. But these are all people, yeah. And that's what's cool about this. Like, you know, you pick up a telephone, you talk to people, you do a conference call. This is like one big conference call, plus you have visual with them. Although the system's more unstable than, of course, the phone is. Yes?
Are people putting in true information, or do we know, or does it matter?
Does it matter? I mean, you talk to people all the time. Do you know, is the information they tell you true, or is it for sure?
You know, my experience with educators
is they're a shifty bunch. My experience with educators is that you tend to get a lot of, people are there for, educators are there for really specific purposes, and they want you to know who they are.
Yeah.
They want you to contact them. So it's very common that, you know, you get email addresses and everything.
College website.
Yeah, I'm starting to see more with college web pages where people will put their email address and then their second, like, avatar name below that.
Yeah. He's
going to
announce something. I'm going to turn it up a little bit.
Hi, everyone, and thanks, Kovo, for that wonderful beginning to today's event. For those of you that don't know Kovo, he lives in Tokyo and rolls out of bed at 5 a.m. to be with us today. And if you touch his poster near Wilson to the left of the stage, you can get a link
over
to his website and to his schedule, music downloads, t-shirts, and much more.
Yeah, Wilson.
And thank you for joining us today as we unveil the second live American Education Simulator that we call the This event will be in a group voice mode and will be in multiple locations. So you must join the CIT 07 Nursing Ed Sim group in SL to fully participate. Landmarks will be sent through group notices as we travel during this event. My name is Kathy Walker in real life, also known as Tattle here in Second Life, and I'm an educational technology director. And I have the honor of learning and working with the educators you are about to meet. John is in Nashville right now. You can see his pic up here on the stage. Andy is there as well, and Jeff. And here on stage with me is David. He is from Western Wyoming. I'm from Arkansas. And also, two students from Tacoma Community College are joining us today. So it's great to have all of you here. And let me see, is there anybody in Nashville hearing us now?
Do you have voice?
I don't have voice.
Oh, your laptop? Can you speak?
I'm not getting that green thing.
Looking for a response from Nashville. Anybody from Nashville hearing us now?
Just hold it.
Yeah, hi, this is John from Nashville.
Hi, John.
My headset just went out, so we're used to seeing Scott's here. Okay, well, I'm glad everybody could come here today. And we have quite a big crowd also in the room in Nashville.
Some will say hi.
What?
Some will say hi.
Everybody wants to say hi?
Hi!
Have you heard him?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
What I have here, as we do this presentation today, there's a ball over to the right that I'm pointing to. That's a survey on SurveyMonkey. If you want to take some time, and everybody here, of course, in the room, if you want to take some time to do that, I'll give you the URL here at the end. The first thing I want to do, this is a screenshot of our simulator up in Second Life. So basically, we have a slide up there, and the slide is of the simulator, at least an earlier version of it. And we'll take you to that area in a few minutes.
Once the music portion and those introductions in Second Life have been made by Kathy Walker, John started out in Nashville by introducing Jeff Kane, instructional designer, and Andy Duckworth, distance learning coordinator, both also of Tacoma Community College. And then he went on to point out some of the people who were present only virtually.
And David Bodley, whose picture's on the lower right, and David's here, Mark and Powell, this is Abby, and he's sitting right next to Paddle. And he's a nursing instructor in Western Wyoming. And then finally, Paddle, Kathy Walker, med coordinator, and she's the one who started talking to us, and she's from Arkansas. Basically, this whole session today, both in SL and real life, is talking about training medical students in Second Life, or training anybody in Second Life, beyond visiting, doing field trips, and so forth. We certainly, there are several different things you can do in Second Life. Some of them take a lot longer than others. This particular project is part of an RN nursing program, and it's the second year, basically, of the RN program. And as you know, everybody knows right now, the presentations both in Nashville and in SL is right now. And there are basically two state grants through Washington State of about $20,000 total. Some other benefits, like we have the use of an island that basically no one else is using right now, which is fantastic, but that will soon disappear. But basically, the goals are to teach in SL, I was going to try to use the existing resources that are already in SL. There are lots of things, lots of sites to see, lots of places to go, lots of people to meet. And so there's a lot of educational potential already there, built by other people. And I have a handout here, basically, for you to take a look at the what those things are, some of the educational areas you can go to. And the other thing, create new resources in SL. We've got some extra visitors in there. So basically, this is Bay Bay and 2B. And Bay Bay is Marissa, and 2B is Becky. And they graciously volunteered to help me out today. Thank you. And they're very good at this. Okay, let's go ahead and go up. Those of you in SL, you want to head up to the NESIM.
You want to click on very top. Scroll up. And double click
on TCC. Okay, the teleport was sent out in group notices. If does it work for you, please buy it, and I'll be happy to teleport you there.
We're teleporting here. See if we crash the sim here. So basically, I have a rhythm up here, which is, those of you in the medical field, sinus rhythm with some PVCs. And this is basically just a repeating rhythm, so it's not like exactly a real rhythm, but it gives you the idea behind it. Marissa, or Becky, you want to check the blood pressure?
Yeah, are we going ahead and start?
Yeah, go ahead. Thanks. That's,
Okay,
so they're checking the pressure. You can hear that, but there was a pressure, blood pressure sound. And they're attaching oxygen to me. And I just got to remember to talk and do what I need to do here, I guess.
Right,
so
do you
want to
do the oxygen? Oxygen
is on the...
Well, yeah, but I'm seeing
sort of...
Okay, so what is your rating on the pain
of 10? My pain rating is a
10. I love librarians.
That's why we have security. That's why we have security at these things. Go ahead. Any other questions for me?
Where's the pain?
The pain's underneath my sternum.
Where exactly is
it? It's underneath my sternum.
Okay. How long has it been occurring?
For about 30 minutes.
And does it go into the shoulder or the arm at all?
It goes into my my left arm.
Okay. And do you feel nauseated at all?
No.
Okay, do you also have a history of heart problems?
No.
Then Bryce is going to start the aspirin and the electrical and I'll go ahead with the IV.
Without even asking about the insurance.
So up in this chat window, you can see the drugs going in. And we actually didn't give the right nitroglycerin because we have a glitch in the system. It should be 0.4. But.
In just a few seconds, you're going to hear the audience break out into raucous laughter, which was in response to one of the Second Life Avatar nurses sitting on John's head accidentally, an example of some of the fun and funny things that can go on in a world. At one point, the nurse accidentally flies out of the emergency room, But she comes back and apologizes, and things move on. But listen carefully to the next few minutes and picture, if you will, this room in a Nashville convention center full of grown-up teachers completely involved in the demonstration. Their applause after the nurse successfully defibrillates John's avatar demonstrates how engaging this technology can make an educational simulation. After this next brief segment, I'll walk you out of this episode of Snacks for the Brain with a marvelous upbeat song by California comedy rock act Roadside Attraction, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and...
Snacks for the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at scienceoutreach.org.
Okay. So, now, something bad's going to happen. Okay, she's going to click. She's going to click. Go ahead and click, Becky. Were you down up there? Okay, cool. Oh, that's okay. Okay, so this is where I get worse. Watch the rhythm. This is ventricular fibrillation. This is where they start CPR, or they attach the AED to you, you know, if you're at the airport or in the airplane or something like that. And, so there's the AMBU bag. And so as soon as I have this, my pressure drops. I'm just supposed to do that. It's just checking, so it has dropped. Pressure's dropped, sats have dropped. Well, not quite. There, pressure dropped. And this is just a prototype, too. Believe me, it's amazing that all this works as well. So,
you've got some good programmers.
So, the standard treatment, we basically have an IV running over here on the left. We have oxygen, and normally somebody would be ambuing here. I went into ventricular fibrillation. So, Becky and Marissa. What's up next? Oh, there we go.
You don't want to go and start compressions?
Start compressions?
Sorry, I flew out somewhere.
Oh, that's okay. That's the best of it. So there she is. We're a little bit off center on that, but we can fix that. And there's Mark and the Builder. And here come the paddles.
I hope you're going to clear.
Yeah.
Oh, we need to turn up.
I'm not clear.
Okay. Did you get it all set? Charge it again.
And it's the ministry. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. It was a little early on my. supposed to fix it, huh? Well, I can't get the rhythm back, and yeah, keep shocking me. That's the standard protocol. There we go. Look at that. Check the pressure. Back up. And this one I have to manage for some reason.
I've seen it before, and man, I'd love to see it again. I've been there before, I really want to be there again. It's like a dream I'm having, my little piece of heaven. I'm trying to keep reality from setting in. I wonder if I'll time. I paid attention to the signs. My concentration's going down for the count. I wonder if I I'm gonna go.